Judy Duke here talking to you in this microphone this afternoon, and in the studio with me is Mr. Randy Adams.
Wow. Good afternoon, Miss Duke.
Mrs. Duke. Another former student of mine. I have many former students that I have come to be on this show because they're just interesting and fascinating, and I just think they're all wonderful.
Well, you were one of many great educators that we had and we currently have. And you taught us and you led us, and anything that we accomplish is because of you and your fellow educators.
That's a nice compliment to the teachers right here in Putnam County, because you're a Putnam County boy.
I'm a Putnam County kid. And, you know, from first grade, Miss Farrell at Capshaw, on up. But, yeah, it's educators teach us and give us so much, and we don't give them credit like we should. We don't pay attention to
them. Don't give them money like we should.
Yeah, that's the other thing. But, no, you teachers give us the tools we need to do what we want to do, what we choose to do in life.
Exactly.
And,
that's what
thank you for
most
that.
Of us try. Well, thank you.
You know, I sit in front of a microphone a lot as an announcer, and I've done TV stuff, and it's because the talents, the little traits that you taught me.
I taught you public speaking.
Yes, you did.
Well, how about that? Yeah, I knew I did. That's been a few 100 years ago, wasn't it? You're not quite that old, though.
Let's see. The Ark had landed, and Columbus was sunbathing in the tropics.
Okay, there you go. All right, we're about on schedule then, Randy. You were from anybody that's been around here in the Cookeville area, friendly, and the whole Upper Cumberland, and the United States, as a matter of fact, are familiar with the Adams name. I was so fortunate to know your parents, and your dad's been gone now a few years, and he was a wonderful man. He started Adams Plastics, is that
he
correct?
Did.
And
he
that
did.
Was a company here in Cookeville that did a lot of stuff, made a lot of stuff.
You know, it's a fun story because his high school football coach was Jelly Watson, who was Watson and Mack and Mel's grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad was working for Brown and Watson Sporting Goods at that time across from the depot, where Lux is now. And Tech, at Jay Julian of the University of Tennessee fame and running through the T, that was actually done at Tech when Jay Julian was at Tech before he went to the University of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Julian was paying a young man by the name of Thaxton to be on music scholarship, who also played football. And Jay Julian said, I don't want this guy's mouth hurt because he's a horn player, and I'm paying for him to be here. So Dad, because of his experience in the Army Air Corps in World War II, knew how to work with plexiglass. And he took plexiglass and put across his face. And you can imagine everybody else with an open face helmet, and here's this guy with a hard bar across the face. And he told him that they were using it. And Tech played Vanderbilt at that time. You played whoever was in close proximity. And Vanderbilt said, that's a weapon on that man's face. And they sent it to NCAA, and NCAA said, no, that's a legal piece of equipment. Vanderbilt said, great, we want one for every player. Vanderbilt played LSU. LSU was the next team to equip a team completely with a face mask, and so on and so on.
That went on the helmet.
That went on the helmet. He did the face mask and then added the pads and chin straps and neck rolls. And most of the stuff was undercover because it was under the uniform, thigh pads, knee pads,
mm-hmm.
shoulder pad cushions. But you did see the Adams name on chin straps, and you did see it on the neck rolls and some other things. So we had some exposure that way.
Mm-hmm.
But every professional team, every high school, junior high, junior pro, college team used at least some of our equipment. And an amazing thing about Cookeville is with what Wilson Sporting Goods was doing here.
Exactly.
And with what Adams was doing here, there were, for probably 4 or 5 decades, there was never two teams anywhere in the world that played the game of football that Cookeville, Tennessee was not represented on the field.
I bet there's a lot of people I'm not going to say I bet. I know that there's a lot of people in this whole Upper Cumberland area, and in particular here in Cookeville, that don't know that.
If you have a chance, the folks at Sports One have done a great job. Bobby and Tina Larrick have done a great job of collecting sports memorabilia from this area.
That was made here
that
in Cookeville.
That was made
Cookeville.
Here. Wow. They've got some of the baseball uniforms that was made here. Babe Ruth's uniform was made in Cookeville at Wilson. The Super Bowl footballs used to be laced up here at Wilson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's, wow.
The sports history of Cookeville is amazing. And that, to me, is one of the fun things about the TWSWA football championships coming back to Cookeville, or coming to Cookeville. Because they used to have coaches clinics here at the old Shanks Hotel, and all the high school coaches in the state would come to Cookeville and assemble in July and get together and study and plan. And it was a really big event for years.
At the old Shanks Hotel.
At the old Shanks
it
Hotel.
It was a place to be, though.
It absolutely
marble
was.
Marble floors, red furniture. It was quite a place.
It was.
In its day. Your dad... He worked pretty much until he passed, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
Until he got ill.
He was. I bought the company from him in 1983, I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe 88, 80, somewhere. I bought it from him in 83, I think. But somewhere in the decade of the 80s. And but he was always a part of the process because it wasn't who he was. But it was a big part of who he was. And he would, people would try to say that he was a great inventor. And he would say, no, I'm a piddler. Yeah, I piddle with this material and I can, but he could see things. He could see how something would look on the other side. He could look at a piece of flat something and see it shaped and molded and he could see it.
Wow.
And he would go make it. And
but
that
you know,
was,
inventors are piddlers.
Well, they really are.
They have to be.
I hope they are. If they're not, they're wasting a lot of their talent.
Well, isn't that the truth? You're an only child.
I am.
Hooray for only children.
My mom was an only child. My dad was an only child. My wife, Debbie, is an only child. Mm-hmm. We have an only child. Who has an only child?
So far, she has an only. And your little grandson, his name?
His name's Corey J. Stubblefield.
Corey J., I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to sound really good on an announcer sheet.
You know, isn't it?
C.J. Stubblefield.
Uh-huh. That sounds very distinguished to
that
me.
That just rings well.
Your dad would have gone nuts with him.
Oh, absolutely.
And your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, obviously you have an interest in sports and announcing, and you're not scared of microphones, but there's another part of you that got into it's a sport, I suppose.
It is.
It is a sport that's a little bit different than in a lot of ways. It's different than football or baseball. It's rodeoing, if there's such a word as rodeoing.
Well, it is now.
That's exactly right. Judy coined it.
it's a sport. It's America's original sport, actually, because it came from the working ranches and the challenges that we naturally throw in front of each other. I bet I can ride that horse better than you.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I can ride that bull. I bet I can tie that calf quicker than you can. I bet I can run this horse around the pattern around the arena faster than you can. And it came from primarily in the Southwest, where the bigger ranches were. But it was a challenge between the cowboys of the different outfits.
So what, having grown up with your dad involved in a different kind of sport, what drew you to rodeo?
I don't think I've ever had this discussion in a recorded session, so congratulations
go,
for that. I grew up around professional athletes, and athletes of all kinds, in the college level and the pro level. And naturally, you know, one of your aspirations is to be one of them.
Sure.
They make
the big bucks.
Yeah. It was no great secret that I was not going to play professional football at my size and speed. And we got involved with some folks by the name of Josie out of East Texas. And R.E., the only person to win three different world championships in calf roping with three different horses. Martha has been to the national finals rodeo over four different decades. She set all kinds of records. These people are in Sports Hall of Fames and Rodeo Hall of Fames.
Martha Josie?
Martha Josie.
Okay.
R.E. Josie. Mm-hmm. And they started putting on rodeo schools in 1967, and they called Adams one day and talked to Sonny Allen because they wanted to make a cover for a barrel and to protect the legs when they were competing, and they wanted to work on a shin guard. And so Sonny put him in touch with George Simpson, who was working with us at that time.
Right.
And we began a relationship manufacturing products with them, and you know, knowing that they could teach, and I'd fooled with horses from grade school on up, so I was familiar with horses, and Debbie and I had a couple of horses. She had grown up with horses too after she moved to Cookeville, so we weren't strangers to the horse world at all. But sitting at the at a big show in Ohio, the Quarter Horse Congress, and sitting there with Ari watching the calf roping, I said, I'd like to learn to do this. And he said, well, come on to the schools and we'll teach you.
Talking,
which shows what a brave man he was.
Yeah, well, you were a brave man too. Talking with Randy Adams, and Randy, we need to take a break here and let our sponsors talk to our radio audience, and you folks listen up. We appreciate your support, and we will be back with you and stay with us. We're going to hear more about the rodeo world of Randy Adams and his family, who's got a lot of trophies. We'll be back in a minute.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Talking with Randy Adams of the famed Adams Plastic that his dear dad started, and unfortunately is not here anymore. But when we took a break, Randy, you were talking about how you got into the world of rodeos. I love rodeos. I love to see them.
It's a great sport. And it's a lot like golf. If you can qualify at the professional level, then you can go out and challenge the best players in the world every weekend or a couple of times a weekend in the rodeo case.
You traveled with this, too.
We did.
And we talked. I said you have a lot of trophies in your family. Your daughter, your only child that you made reference to, she's got a lot of championship trophies, doesn't she?
She does. Buckles, saddles. Her husband does, Chris Stubblefield.
Is that how they met?
They met back when they didn't know. They met when they were kids because Chris's dad and I roped and competed against each other. So they were kids running around roping each other, you know, at a rodeo, at a roping. And of course, Debbie barrel raced and competed. So Terry grew up. She was... Debbie was on a horse, up until Terry was born, and Terry was on a horse when riding with her mom when she was right at a month old. So she was riding horses before she could walk.
Wow.
And she grew up on a horse.
Sounds like.
Went to rodeos with, most kids cry when they see somebody with a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she cried with people when they didn't have a cowboy hat. And she grew up in that world, and it's a great place to be. The Southeast is the second largest professional circuit in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
So, did you make it to the professional? I mean, you did, didn't you?
I did.
And so did your daughter, Terry.
Debbie? Terry did. And we all three competed at the professional level for about 20 years. Debbie and I did.
Wow.
I have the scars to prove it. But
In what field?
I calf roped primarily, roped some. Debbie barrel raced.
Okay.
And then Terry grew up breakaway roping, which is what the girls do. She calf ropes too, but.
Well, I don't know what breakaway roping
when
is.
When the rope goes around the calf's neck, the rope pops loose from the saddle horn and time stops. It's a very quick event, 2-3 seconds. She team ropes. She barrel races, of course. She was a pole bender, which is like a slalom course. There's six poles set up, and it's like a slalom course on skis. She went to the National Finals Rodeo in all four events for all 4 years.
Wow.
She was the Tennessee Queen, High School Rodeo Queen 1 year. So quite involved. She's been a member of the Middle Tennessee Junior Rodeo Association as a competitor when mm-hmm. she was younger. She has come back and been the president of it. She was a student officer when she was younger. She's been president of it as an adult. So I'm proud of her involvement in wanting to give back to the sport.
Oh,
she's
that's
been
wonderful.
An instructor.
Is she
Josie's.
Active now since little Corey Jay?
Oh, yes.
Along. Still is active. I know she traveled a lot there when she was in high school competing and all.
They still do, except now they get to do it as a family.
That's
fun. Chris have both been instructors at the Josie Ranch.
Mm.
Debbie and I have both been instructors at the Josie Ranch. So from 1967, we're the first family that had mom and dad and daughter and son-in-law, all four, to be instructors at the ranch. And that's something we're proud of.
So why did you quit?
Well, just time and time constraints, and we still...
Age?
Well, age. Age
scars.
And aches and pains and scars.
You also play football, so I know you have some aches and pains from that. Most guys do.
We do. First knee surgery was when I was 13.
Oh.
I've got a card over here for tier one that, I just go up and my card scans the door and lets me in because I'm such a frequent traveler over there. But it's such a good world, to raise a kid, it's a family sport. You can't, as a young person can't rodeo by themselves. They've got to get to the event. They need help and guidance and instruction and they're good kids.
Quarter horses used.
Quarter horses and paint horses, primarily.
A paint horse is what the Indian, not Indians anymore. They're Native Americans. Sorry, that was a slip up there.
Well, the joke
and
is.
Then they ride painted
they
horses?
They rode paint horses,
okay.
And Appaloosas. The joke that I tell when I'm announcing that the Appaloosa horse was used by the Native Americans because it was the only thing that was slow enough that they could catch on foot. I will never be asked to announce an Appaloosa horse event.
I don't believe you will.
But because the horses move bilaterally. The front leg and the right front and the left hind move at the same time, as opposed to a walking horse or a gated horse who moves right side together, left side together.
So that's a gated,
gate. That's why you get the gliding motion and such a smooth seat.
Oh,
where
man.
On a quarter horse, a paint horse, an Appaloosa, an Arabian, you're getting the cross gait. And it makes it a little rougher to ride, but it gives them more stability when they're standing up running than everything moving on the same side.
I was on a quarter horse one time. I love horses. Of all the animals God made, that and dogs are my favorite, horses and dogs. And that little sucker stopped on a dime. And old Judy went, boom, right over his head.
Stopped on a dime and gave you a nickel change.
Boy, it did. Scared me to death. But I made myself get back on it because I just love them.
That's what we commonly refer to as being yard darted.
And that happens.
It does.
I mean,
Yeah, I like the people that say that they've never been thrown. That means you haven't ridden enough. You're going to hit the ground. I tell people that I've left an impression in every arena that I've been in, and most of it was with the W on my Wranglers.
Talking with Randy Adams today, radio personality, TV. You've been on the TV a lot and used to
Channel 6. Did Upper Cumberland High School Sports on Channel 6.
High school.
Met lots of great people doing that. Had a lot of fun introducing our high school student athletes from all over the region. That was a lot of fun. Been the voice of the Josie Ranch now for 35 years.
Oh, and you're still?
Mm-hmm. Announcing the World Champion Junior Barrel Race.
When are you doing that?
That's a May event.
Oh,
first
and
two
you're
going to
be doing
May.
It this year?
So far.
Lord willing.
So far.
Oh, that's great, Randy. I didn't know you did that. But you go to Texas then.
We do that in Marshall, Texas. It's the largest, the oldest and largest open to the world youth barrel race. You don't have to belong to an association. You just show up and enter.
Okay.
We have contestants from every state, Canada. We've had them from Brazil, from Spain, from Germany, from Italy, that have come to compete.
All over the place.
In barrel
My
racing.
Goodness.
We also do the ranch reunion. Since they've been doing school since 1967, the Josies have everybody back to the ranch.
That's pretty special.
Big events.
And I can see where the parents would be involved.
They have to be.
Yeah, and, especially when they start out that young. And little Corey J. now, he's been on a horse already.
Oh, he has his pony, Sally.
And he's how old?
He's 2.5.
Okay.
He
ride it by himself, though?
He rides it by himself, but Mom and Dad are close.
Close, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're close.
Well, of course.
Not that Sally can move that fast, but she might jump a little bit.
Okay.
But he's entered the White County Fair for 2 years in a row now, the costume class. And he showed his pony at in the lead line and halter and the events that they have.
Sure.
Since he's a White Countyan.
Okay. He needs to come over to Putnam County.
We need to, but he's quite an explorer in the horse world.
That's great.
He's got his rocking horse in the den, and he puts a stuffed cow up in front of him and practices roping.
Oh my word! At 2.5.
At 2.5.
I love it. He'll be another Randy Adams.
I hope
he'll probably be announcing. And
it was fun. He went into a store and saw a Tory microphone and picked it up and started talking. And he's never seen me announce. So
got your star coming up here.
That was fun. I like that.
It. Yeah, I bet you do. What's next for Randy Adams when retirement comes in?
I don't really know.
Well, you're not quite old enough to retire, but the future, what's the future look like? Besides being at every event your grandson enters.
There's so much fun in this community. You know, I tell people this is can-do cookful.
That's
what we do and accomplish
here. You're right.
Here.
A lot going on.
You know, working for Spectrum Enterprise as a fiber supplier in communications, which keeps you on your toes and educated because that world is changing. It's so dynamic.
So quickly.
And you know, everybody wants to talk about it because you hear about Google gig and Nashville is going to be a gig city. Mm-hmm. Cookeville's a 10 gig community with Spectrum. We're 10 times greater than what they were crowing about putting in Nashville. you know, we've got great communications here. We've got great, you know, and for businesses, it takes education, communication, transportation. So we've got all the things that we need here to make it work in this community grow. And we've seen the tremendous growth. We've got a great chamber. The way our city and county work together is phenomenal. I work with chambers all over the state in my job. And what happens here with the city, the county, and the chamber and economic development is unheard of. You get a little bit of it in a couple of the communities. They get close, but nothing. Nothing like what we have in Cookeville. So we'll just see what the future holds.
All right. Randy, I'm so glad you could join me this
afternoon.
Thank
you for asking me.
Absolutely. People didn't know a lot of that about you, I know, and I didn't. And you are a fascinating and interesting person.
Well, I hope they wake up and listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah, they will, sweetie. And thanks again for being with us, you folks out there in the radio world land. We will see you next night. We won't see you. We'll talk to you next Monday afternoon.